The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, podcasts, and news are up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. Yes, that is WGNPlus.com. Only the hottest interviews go up on WGNPlus.com. And speaking of hottest interviews, hey, I know you guys are familiar with Black Ink Crew Chicago. I'm a big fan of the show. And who else but Cobra from Black Ink Crew Chicago is on the Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now. She's taking time out of her busy schedule to talk to the Sean Green Show, so I want to get her in right now. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, doing all right. Just enjoying the last days of summer here in Chicago. It's about to get cold here pretty soon. All right, we got the premiere season 3 of Black Ink Chicago going. I know there's going to be a lot of good things going on this season. So I want to actually just get right to the meat and bones of everything. Far as, like NYMEG and everything, how did you get your start there? Because at one point in my life, I did think about getting tattooed, being a tattoo artist. And I don't know. I can't draw. So I want to know, how does one get into that, and how did you get your start there at NYMEG?
Okay, so question. I started tattooing. I was really young. I was in the music scene a lot, and everyone had tattoos around me, and it just became something that I was so interested in, and I took it on and apprenticed and fell in love and let it kill me. You know what I mean? Like, I let it obsess my whole world, and that was one thing that pushed me to the level of tattooing I am right now. And I feel with that heart carried over, and I think when I met Ryan, he had said, "Damn, you know, your work's dope. You'd make a great fit at this shop." And I was like, "Already, let's do it."
Wow. And how do you blend in with all the different personalities, you know, as far as like being on a Black Ink Crew? Because, you know, you have different personalities and you have to deal with all kinds of, you know, maybe egos and things like that. So, how do you go about dealing with that and still be able to do your day-to-day job of tattooing?
So one thing that helps me out a lot with that is, you know, everybody at that shop is their self. They are 100, you know what I mean? Like, they let you be yourself, too. So even though there might be problems, we're all still a family to the point where it's like, man, we unconditionally love each other to the point where it's like we accept who each other are to the rawest of person that they are, if that makes sense. We are all different. You know, there's not one person that is just like the other person.
Right.
You know what I mean? And with that many personalities in one room, you kind of have to, like, quit blaming and start understanding. You know what I mean? Because if you really want to get tight with some family or anybody in the workplace, it's better to understand who they are than why they do things.
Right. And have you been, like, to more than just one tattoo shop? I mean, when you found NYMEG, was that, like, the one you said, you know what, this feels like home. This is where I'm going to stay? Because I know a few tattoo artists that went from shop to shop to shop, kind of like barbers, because barbers do the same thing. It's like they find a place, and they don't blend well with others, or they may not feel they're getting they're just due, so they move on to other shops. How many have you been to?
Man, I think since I've started, I've probably been to about seven or six shops already.
Uh-huh.
Just the same thing, you know, like, this is my livelihood, this is my temple, this is where I come to be me. Like, when you're in a tattoo shop, you can't do what you have to do and be creative if you're around either negative people or people you don't fit in with, or, like, you have to have some kind of trade, because we're all emotional artists to begin with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that when they're all, it's kind of like, you know, if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't work, you know, no hard feelings. Like, I'm going to go find something that's good for me versus, you know what I mean, trying to make it work. Because at the end of the day, everybody's racing and getting better and better and better at tattooing, and we're constantly moving. And we don't have time to waste as artists on trying to figure out if it's going to work or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Years of progression over that.
Right. So, I mean, if you was to have a particular style of your artwork, what would you put it as? Like, would it be more edgy? Would it be more, contemporary? You know, because, getting a tattoo, back when I got my first tattoo, was like in Yuma, Arizona, and I was by this military town. And, if you've ever been around a military town, it's like...
Of course.
Right, it's strip clubs, liquor stores, and tattoo shops. So yes. But my first tattoo is like the Smashing Pumpkins, like, logo. And, I look at it now and I'm like, it needs to get touched up because it was like years ago. But, when you get the tattoos and people come in and want tattoos, and people ask, what type of style are you? Is this certain styles that you just won't do because you don't feel, you have a certain integrity when it comes to actually doing a tat?
So here's my, standpoint on that. As a tattooer and me loving tattooing as much as I do, I will take on any tattoo. I will never let, I try not to pass any tattoos off because the more skin I get, the happier I am. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's, the more you put your mark on people, the more you stay in this world. So, when people come up to me, they'll be like, hey, I really want to get this name done. This is the font I have. I'm like, hey, I actually do like my own style of letters, or I do calligraphy. I was like, can I give you something more custom to you versus like something very generic? If this tattoo is going to be about a loved one, let's make it special. I think I'm more of helping people direct them into a way of like my style of tattooing per se. But, I go anywhere from your walk-in typical stuff all the way to my own style, which is like black and gray, gothic, dark, very emotional pieces. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's, as me as an artist, that's how I like to express myself as far as this season of my life, and it's like really wide. The variety of tattoos that come in is very wide. I can't really say that I just do black and gray because I also do Japanese, and I've learned a lot of freehand from Ryan, and like just being at Diamond, I used to be working in a shop with people who don't do what you do, and it's like, man, I would love to pick that up, or like, that's a cool style, or like, Ford, Van, and Ryan are super dope at everything they do, and just being around that talent alone, it like makes me like, man, I need to get better, so it just all depends on, if that person is comfortable with the direction you're going in with the tattoo, because obviously we don't all tattoo the same.
Yeah. Now, with the premiere and everything happening and VH1 and everything, and you're from Houston, and, we had all the events of Hurricane Harvey and everything. So, I mean, how are you taking that, on top of, because I know you got maybe a lot of family, a lot of friends there, and you had this this natural tragedy that happened in Harvey, and you're doing your thing, earning your living. How's that taking effect on you?
Well, actually, it's not taking effect on me. I'm actually in Houston right now. I was here for the storm. I sat in the storm. I wrote it out. I just feel like I wanted to come down here anyways to see family and friends, be around before I make a move, an official move, or start traveling again. And I happened to be down here right during the hurricane, and it was time for me to leave, and I was like, I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, for some reason, all of, the stress that I had about the show and work and my brand and what I'm doing next, when the hurricane came through, I was like, everything needs to shut down. I need to start helping out. I need to go, I need to start, supplies, whatever. And I got with this tattoo shop out here, and we've actually have raised, $18,000 on doing Harvey victim tattoos, and it was really cool to give all that money back to the city.
Well, that's great.
So, it was kind of like a superhero moment, you know what I mean? You don't really let me worry about me. It was like, dang, my city really needs help, man. I can't just sit here,
Yeah, because it was a bunch of people that I actually follow on Instagram, and I'm and one of my favorite Instagrammers is from Houston, Slim Thug, and he, just watching him, when he he, you know, did his post about what was going on and stuff, it was like, okay, he's giving it from a real standpoint. So, and I didn't really have anybody, you know, as far as connected in that area. So I pretty much, if I wanted to know what was going on for real, that was who I was like following.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Slim, I think it was like Trey and Slim Thug and who else? Paul Wall. They were like on the scene. They were ready to fight Harvey. Like that's.
Well, one of the things I definitely wanted to ask you about was like the things that you're going to be working on in the future. I mean, you're doing the VH1. Black Ink Crew. Is there anything beyond that that you're going to be working on?
Yes, I'm actually working on right now is a clothing line. As we all know, I'm a bigger girl. I'm tall. I'm curvy. And it's sometimes it's hard to find the right clothes, you know, coming up with some new jeans and like everything. You know what I mean? I'm tired of wearing clothes that don't fit me or they're too big or they're too tight. Like, you know, that's just one thing that I've picked up as a struggle growing up. And that's like one big major thing that I'm working on right now.
Wow. So any other aspirations of getting back on the screen, you know, the small screen, possibly big screen? You ever had any aspirations about that?
Well, I loved being back on it. I think after everything that was going on in my life at the time, I really needed that. You know what I mean?
And that's what, I mean, why, you know, as far as being in Chicago when you were actually, you know, doing it here, what was some of the things that stood out in the city for you? Because that Chicago, you know, I've moved away for a few years, and I was one of those dudes that I was like, you know what, I can't wait to leave Chicago. I'm so sick of Chicago. Then when I left it, and I was living in LA for a while, and I came back. And when I was in LA, I was so ready to get back to Chicago after like the first year. And most people that aren't from Chicago, they have, in a sense, that same feeling. So I wanted to know from you, like being in Chicago when you were here, what were some of the things that you liked about it? What were some of the things you disliked about it?
The things that I really did love about Chicago is how proud Chicago people are.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they really are stand for their city, and a lot of them are, especially in the community, are trying to help with a lot of crazy stuff that's been going on up there. I love the food. I love the architecture. I love the people. I mean, I've met so many great individual creative artists, people out there, and that's one thing that kind of blew me away is how everyone out there is working for some big goal. And myself, being that same way, it was tight to be around everybody like that. Now, as far as stuff that I didn't like about Chicago, it would probably be the horror stories that you hear. You know what I mean?
Just
kind of like with the women out there and the kids out there and certain neighborhoods.
Oh yeah,
it's tough, man. You know what I mean? It's
like, yeah,
it's hard. It's I love Chicago. I think Chicago is a great city. I think Illinois is a great state. I think all the people up there are beautiful. Like, I've been other places before, and I think Chicago probably has some of the most beautiful people I've ever seen.
So, oh wow!
Well,
it was cool having you on the show, and thanks for doing this, because I know you have so much things going on right now. Catherine Cobra Fullerton from Black Ink Crew Chicago airs Wednesdays on VH1, 7 p.m. Central here. So make sure you guys check it out. Make sure you just spread the love and keep doing what you're doing, because you're
thanks, man.
Man, you're making a positive impact on people, and I couldn't wait to do this interview with you, and it was so fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
just make sure. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was like, just make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and social media.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cobra Lightning
on Instagram. So make sure you follow her, and I'm definitely gonna add that follow in the minute I get off the air today. So make sure you do that. Follow her on Instagram, and thanks so much for doing this interview.
Thank you guys, and thank you also everybody for watching the show and supporting us. We couldn't do it without y'all.
Thank you, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, @ Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.